but that it was too arbitrary and ugly to contemplate. In the physics literature of the 1930s and 1940s, one can find a host of other possible unpalatable solutions of the problem of infinities, including even theories in which the infinity caused by emitting and reabsorbing high-energy photons is cancelled by other processes of negative probability. The concept of negative probability is, of course, meaningless. Its introduction into physics is a measure of the desperation that was felt over the problem of infinities. In the end, the solution to the problem of infinities that emerged in the late 1940s was much more natural and less revolutionary. The problem famously came to a head in the beginning of June 1947 at a conference at the Ram's Head Inn on Shelter Island, off the coast of Long Island. The conference had been organized to bring together physicists who were ready, after the war years, to start thinking again about the fundamental problems of physics. It turned out to be the most important physics conference since the Solvay conference in Brussels, where Einstein and Bohr had battled over the future of quantum mechanics 15 years earlier. Among the physicists at Shelter Island was Willis Lamb, a young physicist at Columbia University. Using some of the microwave radar technology developed during the war, Lamb had just succeeded in measuring precisely the sort of effect that Oppenheimer had tried to calculate in 1930, a shift in the energy of the hydrogen atom owing to photoemissions and reabsorptions. This shift has since become known as the Lamb shift. This measurement in itself did nothing to solve the problem of infinities, but forced physicists to come to grips with this problem again in order to account for the measured value of the Lamb shift. The solution they found was to govern the course of physics ever since. Several of the theorists at the Shelter Island Conference had already heard of Lamb's result and had come to the meeting armed with an idea about how the Lamb shift could be calculated using the principles of quantum electrodynamics, despite the problem of infinities. They reasoned that the shift in the energy of an atom owing to emission and reabsorption of photons is not really an observable. The only observable is the total energy of the atom, which is calculated by adding this energy shift to the energy calculated in 1928 by Dirac. This total energy depends on the bare mass and bare charge of the electron, the mass and charge that appear in the equations of the theory before we start worrying about photon emissions and reabsorptions. But free electrons, as well as electrons in atoms, are always emitting and reabsorbing photons that affect the electron's mass and electric charge.